and thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Over the Counter in partnership with AmerisourceBergen and Good Neighbor Pharmacy. And I'm Miranda Hester, and I'm an editor with Drug Topics. I'm joined today by Dr. Micah Lansford, owner and pharmacist at Roden Smith Pharmacy, a member of the Good Neighbor Pharmacy Network. Thank you so much for joining us. And Roden Smith Pharmacy was recently named a Pharmacy of the Year finalist as part of Good Neighbor Pharmacy's annual Thought Spot Conference and Trade Show. The award recognizes pharmacies that have gone above and beyond for their communities and displayed excellence in patient care and innovative pharmacy practice. Dr. Lansford, congratulations on this incredible recognition. I'd love to hear more about how you've supported your patients and community over the last several years. But first, can you share a bit of your background and history of both yourself and your pharmacy?
Sure. Thanks. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. My name is Micah Lansford. I'm the owner and pharmacist in charge here at Roden Smith Pharmacy. I went to Texas Tech University for my undergrad degree in biochemistry and then went to Creighton University in Omaha, Nebraska for pharmacy school. And my background thus far in my career has mainly been community pharmacy. We're located in Clovis, New Mexico. It's all the way on the east side of the state, about 10 miles away from Texas. And Roden Smith Pharmacy has been around for almost 75 years through various owners. I just happen to be the current one. And my dad bought the pharmacy back in 1996. And I purchased it from him in 2019. My parents are still involved. My mom is a technician and a bookkeeper. And my father is still a pharmacist, of course, but he relieves our staff pharmacists whenever they are out. But he also holds a block in our morning rotation that's primarily checking sync patient medications. And so they're both really very helpful still to this day in my ownership of the pharmacy.
Okay, so can you speak a bit about your specific community in Clovis, New Mexico, and what makes your patient population unique in terms of their needs and how they interact with your pharmacy?
Yeah, sure thing. So in Clovis, we have a relatively diverse community for more of a rural community. We have an Air Force base here that's a special operations base that means a lot to us. We're awfully proud to have Cannon Air Force Base here. And those members of the Air Force community, their families live here. We go to school with them and are involved with them in a lot of ways. So it changes the dynamics of the community having them here. We have a huge agricultural community, railroad community, dairy community. And so in our town of about 50,000 people, we have some pretty different occupations that all collide together and coexist here.
Okay, so you mentioned the family-owned aspect of your pharmacy. Has that dynamic influenced your approach to patient care and relationships?
It definitely has. I started working in the pharmacy whenever I was very young, probably at an illegal age. And, I got to observe not only my parents, but our entire staff engage with patients. And I felt like I was really had a front row seat to see how to really take care of people, especially whenever they really needed something above and beyond a normal patient interaction. And being able to observe that really has a lasting effect. And you want to have that type of engagement with patients as often as possible. That's what's rewarding. About being a pharmacist, especially on the front lines, is being able to have those experiences with patients.
That's great. Thank you. As everyone in the industry knows, pharmacists' role in patient care has and continues to grow exponentially. So Dr. Lansford, can you discuss how your pharmacy has expanded its services and offerings over the years to meet patients' evolving needs?
So at Roden Smith, we are all about our SYNC program. We see it as the main foundation of every other service. And it really allows us to not just spend time filling prescriptions, but do it in a thoughtful way. And then we can spend time pursuing other things like our non-sterile compounding, both hazardous and non-hazardous. We do facility management and consulting. We actually go into the facilities almost every week to review patient medications, in addition to consulting services, to make sure that the facility staff and our staff are on the same page whenever it comes to those patients at facilities who are synchronized. We do travel health. We do pretty much all vaccines, both in the pharmacy and in the form of remote clinics. We offer delivery services. We do multi-dose packaging. And to a lesser extent, we offer testing services. And, you know, we want to continue to invest in services that produce outcomes for our patients that are helpful. You know, we've had experiences in the past with services where, you know, we can say we offer it, but it's not necessarily helpful for patients or does the most good with our time and resources. And so in the future, we want to make sure that anything that we're adding on to our plate does the most good that it can do.
Okay, so thinking specifically about the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, what were some of the evolutions you needed to make to your business to continue delivering the care your community needed? And how did you navigate factors like testing, immunization, and treatment to ensure access for your patients?
That was something that we were really proud of over the last couple of years. You know, whenever COVID started, a lot of nobody really knew what the appropriate reaction was, it seemed. But this idea that a vaccine was going to become available, I knew that in our area in eastern New Mexico, that, you know, it was going to be an expectation that we provided it and provided it in an efficient way for a lot of people to get it. And we, you know, with allocations, how they originally came out in New Mexico, the National Guard was put in charge of it, and there was paperwork required to do business with the state, so to speak. And so I tell people all the time, I wouldn't have that time if I hadn't had been so organized with SYNC, where I could spend days just preparing for the vaccine. And we partner with the state in that way, and were able to get a couple hundred doses, and had already developed a list of first line eligible patients for it, and went to them the first couple of weeks. We went to primary care clinics, we went to our facilities, and we went to our providers and frontline workers to give them the vaccine where they were at, and then also offered it in the pharmacy, and were able to get rid of a couple hundred doses in the first week in a really meaningful way. And that expedience, I guess, initially of getting rid of it in the best way allowed the state to trust us with a lot more vaccines. And I called the general who was in charge of it at the time and said, you know, I'm really the only one here doing it. I, you know, I could give a lot more if you could promise me more vaccine. And so he asked me, how much can you give? And I said, well, if I had 2,000 doses a week, I could figure out a way to give it. And I didn't really expect him. I thought I was overshooting what he was going to be willing to give me. And he said, okay. And so I knew I was going to be getting 2,000 doses a week for at least a month. And I thought, how the heck am I going to get rid of 2,000 doses that I've said I could get rid of. So it really put a lot of pressure on me to reach out to, you know, local people in the community and pull together and make it happen. And so we reached out to a local building owner that owned a building of a grocery store that went out of business. And he offered up his building for us to set up a remote clinic. And we reached out to the telecom provider to provide free internet there for us to, you know, put in all of our equipment. And we reached out to emergency management with the city, and they provided, you know, services on site and coordination for patients and cones and chairs and partitions and all kinds of equipment. And the schools provided some equipment. Emergency management provided EMT on site every day to manage our post-vaccination room. And we went through several months of giving as many as 500 vaccines a day. And I think that working through local connections and partnering with a local pharmacy and what kind of connections we have and relationships we have and capitalizing on those really made it a really successful endeavor for us. We had people driving from all the way up in Farmington, New Mexico, like 6 or 7 hours away to Clovis, New Mexico, to get their vaccine because they had heard that they could come and get it and it would be efficient and quick, and they didn't have to worry about jumping through a bunch of hoops to get their vaccination in the first few months of 2021. So it was a very stressful process, but we're awfully proud that we made it happen. We're able to give just an incredible amount of vaccines in the first few months of 2021.
Okay, so how has being part of the GNP network benefited your pharmacy, particularly during the height of COVID, and what areas of support proved most valuable?
I would say that, you know, through through my rep and through our business coach and our boots on the ground people there, that's one of the most helpful things, because if I have an issue with something, you know, it doesn't matter what it is, I can reach out to Todd, my rep, or Justin, my business coach, and I can walk through it with them, and they can connect me to the right people, whether that's products or services or paperwork. They're there to aid me in those endeavors and make sure that that if they can't help me, they're going to get me connected with somebody that can help me. And I really appreciate those two guys, especially for really being there for us throughout the whole process.
And what does it mean to you that Rodin Smith Pharmacy has been named a Pharmacy of the Year finalist?
It is it's really a special recognition to even be nominated. You know, it's something that we've often thought that'd be cool to, you know, to go after, and had second thoughts and thought, you know, we probably don't deserve it. You know, it's there's way better pharmacies out there than us. But you know, this year we thought, man, we've really just really put ourselves out there, and our staff has just been incredible throughout the last couple of years, just putting in all kinds of overtime and doing whatever it took to get the job done every day. And so, you know, it's not just special to me and my family, but it's really something that we're proud of and can say for the whole staff that, you know, it's not my Pharmacy of the Year award. It is our entire staff that deserves the recognition for even being nominated for an award like this. And we're just enjoying the process of going through it, and hope that the winner. But if we're not, you know, we're just proud to be among the top three that got nominated.
That's great. And best of luck to you. To close out our conversation, what are some of your main goals for the year ahead? What keeps you up at night, and what are you most excited about?
You know, I think as far as goals, it's in a lot of ways, it's surviving COVID still. It's getting out boosters, and we still spend a lot of time doing that. And I think the last couple of years has taught us a lot as far as, you know, which goals should be prioritized, and how do you want to spend your time on those. And it's something that we're wanting to make sure that our patients are taken care of in the most meaningful ways. And any goal we have in the future is going to align with that. As far as what keeps me up at night, you know, regulation and insurance practices has in my career and before that been the most troubling thing. The complexity of just being a pharmacy and adhering to not only state and federal regulations, but then, you know, these provider manuals from PBMs and still having time to engage with patients that is actually helpful to them. I think that's what I spend the most time talking about with my wife at night, and that would keep me up is that. And I hope that, you know, the industry within community pharmacy and how it relates and interfaces with regulatory bodies and PBMs and insurers can find a way where everyone can win, and we can evolve our relationship at the pharmacy back to being less about explaining insurance benefits and deductibles and copays and prior authorizations, and more back to medication therapy for patients and really being able to prioritize that in everything we do and worry less about the financial side of it. So that would be my hope for the future. And I'm hoping to be a part of that change in whatever way I can.
Thank you for listening, and we hope to see you next time at the counter.